Hi, it's Lindsay here, the Queen of Easy Green, also at Mummypreneur. This morning I had a tweet from Shelley Bobbins saying that she just bought some grow your own vegetables, and when she'd bought them she'd thought of me. So I thought what I'll do, I'll just come down into the garden and share with you why I love grow your own so much, and how actually by growing your own you can save time, money and waste. Obviously the three things that inspires me and my business. So here we are, we're down in the garden. I feel like Terry Walton off the BBC. So can I first of all introduce you to my chickens and see if we're going to say hello. Morning. Now the chickens, we've got Itchy, Scratchy and Billy Bob. All named by the children, obviously not by me. So let's see if we've got anything in there. Right, I've got the chicken coop made from recycled wood, obviously. Hey, look, I've got two eggs. So one of them's not laying. I wonder which one that one is. I'll just take those two out. Let's make sure I don't drop those. I'll put those over there. Right, cover that up. Right, what we've got in Grow Your Own. First of all, knock that up. First of all, we've got beans. Now, the great thing about these beans is these seeds have been passed from my dad, who died a couple of years ago. So the reason I like these beans in my garden is another reminder of everything that he taught me about grow your own. I've also got beans from mother-in-law, so they're in a bit of a stiff competition with each other. Next to that, I've got peas. Now, I'm afraid this year my peas aren't doing that great, so I will be relying on my frozen pea supplies at the supermarket again. Now I've got a massive variety of potatoes here. Lots of flowers are starting to come through, that's good. Down here we have got mixed leaves. I've got all sorts in there. I've got a really fancy packet off a Delicious magazine, so they've gone in there with lots of, I can't remember what they were all called now, but I've got watercress and then I've got spinach and standard stuff like that. We've then got some carrots coming through. We've got some strawberries. Oh look! Oh, somebody's been eating my strawberry. I bet that's a bird. Yeah, there's right, big mouthfuls taken out of that. So I'll pull some of those out. Then we've got some more potatoes. And then the far end, we have got leeks, which are really wispy at the moment. And I've got some swede. That's actually not doing too bad. They're all a little bit limp at the moment. So the first thing I have to do, but I don't do it now, I'll do it last thing at night when it's a bit cooler and the water doesn't evaporate, is I water all the garden. And the great thing is we've got here, as you can hear, is a little bit dry, this one is. I've got a water butt. Now, I've read in the news today that definitely our council are saying they may actually be hosepipe bans. So if anybody out there hasn't got a water butt, I would definitely look to get one now, because if you've got grow your own, you may be struggling to water it. So anyway, back in the greenhouse, what I've got, tomatoes. I've got some black cherry tomatoes. They're a bit of a different one. I've not tried those this year, but they're doing really well. And then I've just got your stand. I've got some plums and some, God, I'm terrible with names. I don't know. But anyway, they're the little, one of the Gardener's Delight. I've got some of those. And then I've got some little cherry tomatoes. And I've got some peppers. I'm ever so pleased with those. Bell peppers. I've got a big fat green one coming on there. Lots of chilies, because I'm mad for my chilies. And cucumbers. I've got three cucumber plants. I'm going to read what these are. These are F1s. There you go. Formula 1s. I don't know. But they're all grown really well. Now, why do I like grow your own? Because, you know, it does take up a little bit of time. Well, three reasons, really. I love food. That's pretty much the bottom line. And actually, that's why I inspired to set up my business, develop the Count It label, because I love food so much, I can't bear to see any of it wasted. But the great thing about grow your own is you can actually pick what you want to eat. Put it in your garden, a little bit of TLC, and a few months and sometimes weeks later with herbs, you can enjoy what you've grown. What else do I like about grow your own? Well, it's very environmentally friendly. I mean, I'm down here in the garden. I've got everything I need. There's energy. It's just my energy. There's no waste, because I'll eat everything that we make. If I don't eat it in time, I'll be chopping it up and blanching it and freezing it. So that's always good. Save the water. I'd say that's free itself, other than buying a water butt. And also no transport, other than me doing a little bit of